I keep going back to the first word that we heard, that Jesus was waiting to come and to fill us full of his love. And that for only as much as we can be open can we receive that love. And I keep hearing that same word in my heart. And part of what I hear is that this Father who loves us so desperately wants to pour out love into us and wants nothing to separate us from that love. And so he invites us tonight, open up our hearts, whatever that block might be. If it's fear that holds you back, I have the sense of this, the Holy Spirit just over this room, and with his breath of kindness, he wants to blow away the fear and anxiety. If it's unforgiveness that holds you there, look to the cross and know it's already taken care of. You know, if it's resentments that we just can't let go of, is it worth not experiencing the love God has for us? The grace is there to just let it go, to let it go. So whatever that circumstance, whatever that thing might be that's keeping you from experiencing more of the love God has for you, I know that Jesus is inviting us tonight. Bring it to me. Don't try to hide it from me any longer. Just bring it to me and release it. Let it go, that he can shower that love in our hearts.
There's just two things that are really laying heavy on my heart that I feel the body needs to hear. So just how beautiful it is that our God does not need us. God does not need any one of us for anything. He wants us. He wants us. You know, God did not need to create us. He didn't need to sustain our breath. He wants to. So what great love he has for us. And second, it's precisely because God wants us that we can approach him with expectant faith. Because he doesn't need us. God's mercy and his love is not contingent upon me or any of my merit. That we can approach God asking for healing because we know he loves us enough that he made us and he wants us. And I just, it's so beautiful that it's not about us. It's not about us. Healing, miracles, all of this is not about us. But every act that happens in Jesus' name is for his glory. So, not to us, but to your name be the glory.
We've been hearing the call to be transformed. It's called conversion. And the Lord desires for us to have a conversion. He wants to convert us into the image of Jesus. So he sent Jesus upon this earth, basically two reasons. Take away sin, but also, and probably even more important than taking away sin, is to give us the very Spirit of God. And if we soak and bask in that Spirit, I mean, if we bask, when you talk about baptism in the Spirit, baptism means immersion. Let's think, if we were immersed in a tub of lye, there'd be conversion. If we're immersed in a tub of acid, something would happen to us. And if we're going to be immersed into that Spirit, baptized in the Spirit, we'll be cleansed. We'll be purified. We'll be strengthened. And when the Lord pulls us up, it's that refined silver, that refined gold. Okay? We've heard a talk about body and soul. When we study all the philosophers of the world, or all the theologians of the world, they talk about total conversion. You know? And sometimes we have a tendency to go to a specialist, but they never put us all back together because we go to one special thing. So when they talk about conversion, sometimes you'll hear people talk about body and soul. It's dualism, right? But it's the whole person they're talking about. Some people talk about having a conversion body, soul, spirit. What do they mean? They mean the whole person. They talk about body, soul, spirit, emotion. Talking about the whole person. Father Don Jelpy, who has written on conversion, is a charismatic priest in Berkeley. He's a Jesuit. He talked about we need to have a conversion and a response. And he uses the five areas of life. He says we need to have a spiritual conversion. He says, but we also need to have an intellectual conversion. Then he says, we really need to have an affective or an emotional conversion. Our emotions have to have to be converted. He says, we need to have a moral conversion. And then he talks about socio-political conversion. And basically, he's talking about our whole conversion experience, that it's just not interiorized. Because if we have a spiritual conversion and, you know, talk about our relationship with Jesus and how spiritual it is while we're stepping over bodies, or we forget about, you know, how we have to put that conversion into action, then we still are in that process of being changed and converted. So baptism in the Spirit for us, or for everyone, is not an optional extra. It's a way of life. And that's why we say not baptism with the Spirit as if an external object comes upon us. We say baptism in the Spirit, that we have to have that total and complete conversion. And it has to be ongoing and continual. We say the same thing about reconciliation. It's ongoing and continual. Why? Because in our conversion process, we're moving into light, into light, into light. Every one of the gospel messages tell us, and when it's in all four gospels, it's time to perk up our ears. Okay? John the Baptist says, I came and I baptize you in water. There's one to come after me who will baptize you in the Holy Spirit. And some of the scriptures will say on the Holy Spirit and fire. Basic scripture. The disciples at Pentecost were baptized in the Holy Spirit. Jesus says, wait until you are empowered. And where did this happen? It happened in the midst of their fear. He didn't say, wait until you're not afraid. He says, wait until you receive the Holy Spirit, till you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, and then go and proclaim my good news. And so we read at Pentecost that that happened. We heard Father Stephan. He talked about the healing of the crippled man. But there's another story. There's the page two of that. When they came from healing the crippled man, they were arrested. They were thrown into jail. Because they were living the gospel. But then it goes on and say, as they were released from the jail, they returned to that room where the disciples had gathered. Okay. And it tells us that the Sanhedrin were kind of afraid of him. By what power or by what name have you done this, healing the crippled man? They said, It was in the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, whom you crucified. In his name, this man stands before you healed. And then they tried to quieten him. It says, Peter and John said to them in reply, whether it's right for us in the sight of God to obey you rather than God, you be the judges. Should we obey you or should we obey God? You be the judges. Okay? Now I want to get back. They come back into the community. You know what happens when they come back to the community? They have a little party, a little celebration. And so they said, as they come back, they gathered back after this had happened. It says, now, Lord, take note of their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with all boldness. As you stretch forth your hand to heal, and signs and wonders are done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. And as they prayed, the place where they were gathered shook. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness. Okay? They were all filled with the Holy Spirit. This is post-Pentecost. And they continue to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit of God comes down upon them. So no matter where they are in their growth in a relationship with Jesus, and we see that Spirit beginning to work through them from Pentecost, it continues to do so. And what we have to come to understand is wherever we are, at what point we are in our relationship with God and one another, it'll continue to grow. That as we are immersed in that Spirit of God, and we just heard Taffy say that, as we are immersed in the Spirit of God, wherever we are, we have to grow. We're called to that growth because we cannot ever, ever exhaust God's love. We can't exhaust God's love. Now, if I'm in a relationship with a perfect being, and I want that relationship to grow, guess which one gets to change? I'm in a relationship with a perfect being, and I want that relationship to grow. It'll be in direct proportion to how open I am. Direct proportion. And then I move more and more into the fullness of God. And it's the same way with us as a community. As we continue to grow, if one person in this room changes, is transformed, we all are. Because we're not the same people we are coming into this room. So at this time, I would ask again that you place your hands on one another's shoulder. And whatever your basic need is, whatever that may be, trust God for it. Trust God for it. Lord Jesus, as we come together this night, you've called us to be your one body. You came to take from us, Lord, all sin, all death, our darkness. We recognize, Lord, that where we are, that you call us to take that next step as you beckon us one step at a time to walk on the water. Lord Jesus, you came to forgive our sins, to cleanse us. And so we say yes to that cleansing. We release to you, Lord, everything that is not of you, that you desire to touch within us. We ask, Lord, that you release within us your very Spirit, to touch us, to make us whole, Lord, any and every area of our being, heart, mind, body, soul, spirit, how we would act in private, how we would act in public, what we would say, what we would do, how we would witness to you, Lord. We just pray that your Spirit may move within us and among us, and draw us into your house. Release your grace within us, Lord. Let us look to you and your presence within us. Your presence, your peace, your strength, your goodness. Touch our hearts, Lord. Touch our emotions. We all carry experiences that we did not see as positive, and yet you were there, Lord. You were there when we were hurt. You were present with us, Lord. Let us come to see now that you have always been with us and that you desire to take away from us, Lord, not so much our experiences, but our reactions to those experiences. Any hurts, any pains, we release them to you, Lord. And allow your spirit to be the salve that touches the wounds and binds the hurts and the pains. And let us see your love, Lord, transforming us and healing us deep with any hurts or pains, deep within us. Let us come to be able to rest in you and trust in you as you move through us in the power of your Spirit, as you draw us into a unity, as you draw us into a oneness, as you call us to be that body of Christ. Lord, let us respond to the gifts that you have placed within us. Let us become attentive and aware to those small movements within us. Let us praise you in heart and mind, Lord. We thank you that you have called us to be your children, your sons and daughters, your family, that Jesus brings us into your family by uniting us in that one Spirit. Holy Spirit of God, we desire to be the clay that you form and continue to reform and reform and reform, that we may be renewed and strengthened. And allow us, Lord, as we extend ourselves to others, whatever those relationships, that you would guide and direct us, be it as a father, a mother, brother, a sister, husband and wife, or child, how your Spirit desires to move through us and to call us into the wholeness of you, Father, to reflect who we are as your people of God. I thank you, Father. I thank you for your movement within us. Lord, as we come together, touch us. Let your Spirit come upon us over and over and over again. Our brothers Peter and John have given us great examples. Our early brothers and sisters in the church have taught us how to pray, how to praise, how to not be afraid, how to celebrate the work of Jesus, how not to be anxious or worried about self. But as Paul would tell us, I no longer live. Christ lives in me. We pray, Jesus, that you come and live within us in all that you are, in all who you are, that we may reflect your presence. We glorify and honor you, Lord, and praise your holy name.
So I guess this is how we're going to do the gather of the gates. So put your hands on the person next to you. I would say stand up in your place. And if possible, because I said we don't have rubber here, but let's have every person in the room connected to every other person, okay? So like stand up and let's cross the aisles. Every person is connected to every other person. It's like hands across America. When you were in, when you were like him. And I want you, if you could pray in tongues, sing in tongues, but praise God with as much enthusiasm and energy as you can. And again, it's going to be like electric currents blowing around. So, let's go.
Spirit of the Lord is upon us, spirit of joy, spirit of joy, spirit of joy. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Father God, we ask you to send your Holy Spirit like molasses, like vanilla. We ask you to just pour it upon us, make it sticky, fill us with your Holy Spirit like molasses, like vanilla. Just make it sticky upon us. And we just say, pour it upon us, make it sticky, immerse us in the vanilla, the molasses of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, you want me to explain a little bit of the holy laughter? How many of you have ever experienced holy laughter before? Okay. Basically what it is, you know, you're allowed to, like, gift of tears, right? Well, laughter is joy, the joy of the Lord, right? And how do we often experience joy? We experience joy by laughter. And believe me, a good laugh can heal depression. Make sense? A good belly, and what it is, it's like a feather that goes into your belly. It goes like this, and it's like it's coming from your belly. It's a little feather that's going like this, and this comes up in that laughter. But when you're in a place where there's that laughter of the Lord, that joy of the Lord, you feel good, don't you? You feel good, right? So that's what it is. It's kind of like it's allowing the Holy Spirit to create that joy within you. And sometimes it experiences in laughter. So let's sing... the Spirit is moving. The Spirit is a moving all over this land. The Spirit is a moving all over this land. The Spirit is a moving and the church is born. The da na 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 na, the church is born. The Spirit is a moving all over this land. The Spirit is a moving all over this land.